You ready? Or you want to wait?
What's that?
You ready or want to wait?
No, go ahead.
Okay, just finish up the third practice this week of the four. We got one more tomorrow. We had a lot of situation stuff today. We had short yards and goal line, a couple of 2-minute drills, and we're making progress. We got better today, and I still like the way the effort that these guys are giving, the way they're concentrating, and the way they're studying. So we got the Vikings golf tournament tomorrow. Can't wait to watch some of the media get out there in the morning and hit the ball around, so I might have to film y'all, but we're excited about doing stuff for the community like we were at the playground build, and we feel like it's important for us as Vikings that we go out and not only be good citizens on the field, but do a great job off the field as well. So, any questions?
We were talking to Kyle Rudolph about the offense and grasping it, and he said it's a playmaker's offense, and if you can make plays, they'll find you a way to get the ball. Expand on that if you can.
Well, one of the great things about Norv is he understands who's the guys to get the ball to, number one, and when I've played him in the past, he's always figured out who they're trying to take away, and then counter that. But you know, we want to be explosive down the field, but in saying that, it opens up a lot of spaces for other people, for the running backs, for the tight ends, as you've seen in a lot of his offenses in the past. And so he's got a lot of different things for the defense to practice against. And you know, we're offensively putting a lot of stuff in. We're giving a lot of things to kind of figure out, all right, what can these guys do good, and give them a big kind of big broad picture, and then we'll narrow it down to what we do, we feel like we do best for our players and for the quarterbacks and for Adrian, obviously.
How about Adrian's backup McKinnon right now? How does he look as a rookie?
You know, Jarek is doing a good job. We're using him in a lot of different situations. You know, he catches the ball well. He's got excellent acceleration coming out of the backfield. He's learning the run reads better now. We're glad we have him. He's a good change of pace back. I mean, not that Adrian's a slow guy, because he's obviously extremely fast, but, you know, just a different kind of back in there.
What have you seen from Xavier Rhodes early on this year?
You know, Xavier, I've been impressed with him. He's working very, very hard. He's a good kid. You know, we've been working on his technique quite a bit, and you know, I've talked to him several times about things out here in the field, and he wants to be really good. You know, Jerry Gray's doing a hell of a job coaching him. Actually, he's doing a great job coaching all those DBs. It's actually impressive to me, because us being different from different places, you know, he's to the point now where he can correct him before I can get to him, and so that's a good thing. But going back to Xavier, he's got great acceleration. He's learning the techniques much better, and he's staying on point much better. You know, the thing I'm impressed with, the things we talk about, he needs to improve. That next day, he's working on it, and you know, and then we'll go in the meeting room here in a minute, and we'll talk about, you know, the next process to where he's going. But I'm excited about him. He's doing well.
You're obviously a very hands-on guy, especially with the defense. How have you seen players react to that? Is it intimidating, or they seem to be taking it well?
You'd have to ask them. I don't think it's intimidating. I mean, I'm coaching. I think they like to be coached. I probably answered the question wrong last time, you know, about what they think. But, you know, I hope they think that I'm an expert at what I do and what I've done and the techniques that I'm teaching. And so I'm hoping and hopeful that they are paying attention to it and trying their very hardest to accomplish the things we're trying to accomplish. I do think that we've improved quite a bit defensively in these, how many practices, eight practices. I think we've improved quite a bit. We're not anywhere near where we need to be, but I feel like we're playing the coverage tighter. I feel like we have some guys up front that can do a nice job rushing the quarterback, and you know, we'll have to be able to stop the run, which is hard to tell right now on the pads, but we seem to be fitting things pretty well, and they're giving great effort. Actually, both sides of the ball, I feel like, are giving great effort, and they're they're really busting their rear ends.
When your players showed up for the off-season program, you know, 6 weeks ago or whatever it was, I know Greg Jennings said that his head was kind of spinning in the offense, and other players kind of talked about just how big the playbook was and getting used to the Norv's offense. Do you kind of see them, you know, things maybe slowing down for them and them getting more of a comfort level with everything that's been thrown at them over these past, you know, several weeks?
Well, it's a little bit. You know, I was talking before, one of the things we're doing offensively is giving them a big, broad picture of a lot of different things, and then what we'll try to do is we'll try to narrow it down to figure out what these guys can do best and then narrow it down. You know, right now it's put this in, put that in, see how much they can handle, see what things that they're good at, and then we'll kind of start scoping it back down just a little bit.
What are your impressions right now,
Sharif's doing a great job. He's improved tremendously. He's using his hands well. He's a very dedicated kid. He's done a great job in the weight room as far as changing his body and his strength levels, and he shows great quickness. We're very, very excited to have him, and I look forward to having him have a good year.
I think some of that is just the natural progression, a guy in his second year kind of fully ingrained and just coming through.
Yeah, it's hard for me to comment about last year very much because, you know, I wasn't here and I didn't know, you know, what they were doing, but all I can really comment about is what has happened this year, and I've seen him progress, and he's another one of those guys, like I was talking about with Xavier. You know, you talk to him about something in the meeting about, you know, he's got to do this better, do that better, and you see him working on it, and you know, Coach Patterson and Coach Akey are doing a good job with those guys. I mean, they're staying on top of it. It's a good group all overall because I think they want to be really good. They're working extremely hard. I like Sharif a lot, and you know, we as coaches, we don't look for the next year's transition. We're looking for what, you know, how they improve from this today, tomorrow, the next day, and go from there.
You're familiar with Jerome Simpson. How do you assess him in the mix right now, and what can he contribute?
You know, Jerome's always been a great athlete. He can run like crazy. He's catching the ball well. You know, when he was in Cincinnati the first few years, he was basically in this same type of offense, and so he has a little bit of better grasp on things than some of the guys, just having a little bit of background in it. But he's a guy that can stretch a field, and he's doing a lot of really good things.
Are you anticipating having him all season, or are you still waiting for something from the league on him?
I don't know. It's hard for me to comment on those things, you know, to speculate on what's going to happen. So I just, guys that are here, we coach.
Mike, when you guys drafted David Yankee, what was your kind of impressions on him, and is there any challenges that rookie faces when they miss a few days of OTAs?
Yeah, you know, there's always going to be some challenges because they're going to be behind. You know, obviously he's a big guy that's played guard and tackle, and he's obviously a smart guy, and, you know, he's been a guy that in the Stanford offense is a lot of pro-style stuff. So, but the thing I was impressed with, you know, he finished up, he took the red eye, got out here and got to work today. So we like those kind of guys.
Was it your decision or was it the training staff about some of the changes in the nutrition? How did that come about?
Well, it's always a collective decision, but you know, and before I forget to say this, you know, in the off-season program this year, our team gained 70 pounds of muscle and lost 170 pounds of fat. So part of it is nutrition. You know, our strength coaches are doing a good job. Our trainers are doing a good job. Gigi upstairs, you know, she got the award for the national award. And, you know, so it's a collective effort. But it was the strength coaches and the trainers brought it to my attention. And so we've changed. Heck, I think Rick even said he lost some weight.
How about you?
I actually have lost some weight too, but I think that's from stress. No, I'm eating fish every day for lunch, so that's a change for me too. What else you got?
When you see Matt Burke and some former players that come around, and whether you're meeting them for the first time or whether they're just coming back to the fold, how important is that for you as a first-year head coach to see the former guys come back and support the new ones?
Well, one of the things about myself, I've always respected the players that have made this game, and the coaches that have made this game, you know, so great and what it is and the popularity that it is. And I love having those guys back. We're having an alumni barbecue next week where we're inviting a lot of the alumni that live in the area to come out here. You know, I got we got another guy coming next week, and you know, I got a note from Randall McDaniel last week. I mean, those kind of things are important to me, and so consequently I make it important to the players, because if it wasn't for these guys that we had in the past that have played in the NFL and done the things that they have, then these guys wouldn't have all the opportunities that they have. So it's great having guys like Matt out here, and Coach Burns was here last week, and who else have we had? I'm losing my mind, but you know, all those guys. I love having them come out here. Bench warmer Bob, you know, all those guys. So all those guys, we love having them out here. Studwell, just, it's important to me. Anything else?
Thanks, all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.